Complex changes of schedule or the admin group had to go through in order to come in this morning and give us a part of sermon level. We are very, very grateful that the admin group is here this morning. Good morning.
So we find ourselves in part of the five-week series, learning about the structure of the Mishkan. Second parsha, parsha Tzitzavet. We grew up in Tzitzavet, Tzitzav Yaakov, Akulei. Main topic is the Mishkan. We're going to take a look at something that I'm sure everyone knows. We're familiar with the concept, but maybe we didn't think too much about it. Something amazing about some of the big day kahuna. A lot of the details get overlooked. There's a lot of details if you're learning the parsha, especially with Rashi, a lot of construction and instructions. But you have to try to appreciate what's going on here and put the image in your head and then take what we can learn from it. So jumping to the first source. Actually, before we do that, I'm going to ask you a question. Which article of the big day kahuna has precious stones on it with the names of Klal Yisrael, with the names of the Shvatim on it? Choshen, right? Is that it? Let's take a look at the first source. Shmos Chavches, quite a few psukim here. V'lekachta shtei avnei shoham. They're the avnei shoham. You're supposed to take two avnei shoham, which are translated as stones of, that's right, Shoham stones. Uvitachta lehem shmos b'nei Yisrael, and you're going to carve into them the names of Klal Yisrael. Shisha mishmosam, alo eben ha'echos, v'est shmos ha'shisha ha'nosarim, alo eben ha'shiris kisoldosam. Six of those names, so there's going to be two avnei shoham, these are the shoulder stones. They're going to be part of the ephod, the apron of the Kohen Gadol, right? He has this apron around him, and on his shoulders, something that might look like shoulder pads, but they're actually precious stones. They're called Shoham stones. That's the type of stones that they are. And the names of Shisha Mishmosam, six of the names of the Shvatim are going to be on one shoulder. And what do you think is going to be on the other? The other six names. Ha'levin Achaz Veshmos HaShishim HaNosarim. The other six are going to be their kisoldosam. Seems to be like their birth order. Right, Maaseh Harash Eben Peduchechosam, Samta Shtei Avonim Kal Kisvosa Eifod, Avnei Zikr L'Bnei Yisrael, V'Nasa Aaron Es Shmosam L'Bnei Hashem Al Shtei Ksefa V'Zikaron. Aaron is going to carry them on his shoulders as a Zikaron before Hashem. And now to the next source. This is the one you entered intuitively. Vasisa Choshen Mishpat. And you're also supposed to make a Choshen Mishpat. The Choshen Mishpat is the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol that goes right over his chest. And that has, as we know, we've seen pictures of it. It's on many, you find it on our own Kodesh, on a Parochus all the time. My brother's tefillin bag has it. I didn't get that tefillin bag because I thought that's what a Kohen is supposed to get. So my brother got it. I got a different tefillin bag. But my brother told me, guys, this image, and everyone is familiar with these, with the Choshen, Maase Choshen, and then it goes through the list of all the stones on it. Umileisa bo miluas even arba turim, atur tur toim ave. Tur odem pitta uvarekes hatur ha'echad. The first row has odem pitta uvarekes. That's the first three stones. And then it goes to the next stone, Nofech, Sapir, Yalom. Next one, Leshem, Shavav, Achman. So it goes through all 12 stones, what they look like. And then it says, at the end, the 12 names, according to their names, V'nasa Aharon Eshmos B'nei Yisrael B'choshem Mishpat Alibo. And Aaron is going to carry the names of the B'nei Yisrael on B'choshem Mishpat over his heart, B'vo El HaKodesh, Zikro L'Bnei Hashem Tamid, when he goes to enter the Kodesh before Hashem. So it turns out that there are actually two articles of clothing of the Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that have precious stones with the names of Klal Yisrael on them. Which, of course, begs the question, why is that? Why did Hashem require the Kohen Gadol to have them twice? Isn't it enough just to have it? The Koshen is really pretty. It looks very nice. That's fine. That's good. You don't need also on the shoulders as well. So much so that you think it's so unimportant that no one in the room answered it when I asked. So why is it that we have the names on the Koshen and also on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol? And another question. The fact that we use those stones, again, what did we say? What was the type of stone that was used for the shoulder stones? Shohan. Do we know Shohan from anywhere else? Take a look back at source 2. I cheated. I only read 3 of the psukim to you, but let's read the 4th. This is Pasuk Chav. Vatur harvi'i tarshish b'shoham b'yoshve. They already used Shoham. Shoham is already on the Husha. They couldn't think of there's no way, there's 13 different precious stones in the world. They need to reuse one. Would that be? You could not think of a stone left unturned to use as the last stone that you had to use one you already used for the shoulder stones? Why the Shoham? And another question for now. This is a question all the Mefarshim ask. They all wonder, why is it that Rabbi Eisenberg made some of those phrases bold? Okay, so let's try to learn the answer together. Some of these phrases are bold. Why did I do that? Because I wanted to point something out. The way it's written in the first source, by the Avnei Shoham, it says that they are Al Evan Hashenis Kisol Dosam. How do we understand Kisol Dosam? According to their birth order. Right? So that would be, what would be the order? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Birth order. Who's born next? Dan Naphtali. God Asher Yisachar was the one Yosef Binyamin. Right? Dan and Naphtali. Yisachar and Zvulun was already after Bilhah and Zilpah were in the picture. Right? So, That's what it seems to be, the birth order. However, if you look at the second source, does it say Kisol Dosam? It says Al Shmo Sam, on their names. What would you assume from that? Is it the birth order or not? I think maybe not. Well, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, this is on Avnei Shoham, this is the third source, the final source on the first page. Kisoldosan, Kisader Shinoda, the order that they were born in, as we understood it. Ruvik Shimon Levi Yehuda, Don Naphtali Al Ephas, Biala Shenis, and now the other one was God Asher Yisachar Zvulun, Yosef Binyamin, Male, Shekachu Kisav Male, or it's just talking about just how Binyamin is spelled in Male, with the extra Yud, and there's an exact number of letters, actually it was a perfect 25 on each side, 25 letters on the right, and 25 letters on the left. And that's how it works out. But if you turn over to the second page, and you see the next Rashi, this is a Rashi on the Poshet. What does it mean? Each al shemo, kiseder soldo sam, seder halanim, the order of their births, the order of the stones, odem l'ruvein pinta l'shimon v'chein kulan. He says, Ruvein Shimon, he doesn't finish the thought. He just says, hey, like, you know the rest. And it's unclear what Rashi means over here. Does it mean in the same, it's the birth order, like we said before, or is it a different order? Anybody who's looked at a picture of the Choshen before, is it the birth order or is it a name order? You don't remember, we're going to check next time, right? So, the Sifsei Chachamim is one of the Mefarshei Rashi. He's probably the most, I would say the most popular Mefarshei Rashi, just because he's brought down in the Mikros Gedolos and he's a Malachite. He includes a lot of the words in the Mefarshim, the previous Mefarshim Rashi. So you find the Gur Aryeh on Rashi, the Mizrahi on Rashi, and he quotes a lot of them, he gathers a lot of different answers, and he's brought down in many Mikros Gedolos, and even some Chumashim have a shortened version, an abridged version of the Iker Sirsei Chachamim. So we're going to take a look at Sirsei Chachamim. Sirsei Chachamim says, Rotzalomar, it means to say, Keseder Sheyod HaYimahos. Sheyod HaYimahos. It's the, not their actual birth order, it's the birth order that their mothers had them. Kalamar Misha Haisa Tchila Belinda, Belinda Seder Shadodo Ashvatim Shu Ruven Shimon Levi Yehuda, Keseder Tolo Samamor Be'efod, meaning it's, and then via Levi Zed Yisavar Yisrulan Kodim Ladadim Naphtali. Meaning that it follows the order of Ruven Shimon Levi Yehuda, Yisavar Yisrulan. It goes through all of them in order by their mother. But it's not completely by order, it's just, you know, it's by the birth order within each mother, but it's not exactly the order of their birth. That's how the Sifrei Chachamim understands Rashi. And if you take a look at Shmos Rabba over here, this is the third source in the second page. Umeleisav Omilas Avin Keta Hayunasunim Tuor Odem Pito Veragas Al Odem Hayakasum. Just ignore the next three words for a moment. Avin Zayakov Ruuvein Al Pita Hayakasum on the second stone Shimon. Al Berekas Hayakasum Levi. Vahatura Sheni Nofech Safir Be'alom. Al Nofech Hayakasum Yehuda. Al Safir Hayakasum Yisafar. Al Yahalom Hayakasum Zvul. Okay, that's the last fast reading we had of this seminar. The point is that we see that the way Shmos Rabba understands it, it's the Midrash. The order was actually, as Sifrei Chachamim says, Rashi is saying. Rashi says, really, it's not in the birth order. It's the order that we probably most of us learned the song, Ruvijim, maybe, right? It is that order, but the Torah, and when Rashi says that, he doesn't really mean it's the birth order, he means just it's the birth order based on mothers. Okay. So if we can accept Sifrei Chachamim and Shmos Rabba, which we certainly can, we can understand that the two types of stones are arranged in different orders. On the Avnei Shoham, they are written in birth order, and in the Avnei Miluim, that's the filling stones of the Choshen, they are written in the order of the a different order, not the birth order, but by mother. And then, of course, we're left with a question. The question is, why would the order change? So do a little bit of chazar on our three questions. We've already answered right away, maybe some both, not others, okay? And now, these three questions that remain. First of all, why are there two sets of avonim? Why do we have the Avnei Shoham, the shoulder stones, as well as the Avnei Miluim, the Choshen? Why is it that the Avnei Shoham, the Shoham stone is used again? We didn't need the Shoham, we could have found something else, but Shoham is used for the shoulder stones, and it happens to be one of the stones of the Choshen. And why is the order changed according to Shmos Rabba? According to Rashi, why is the order changed that it's birth order on the shoulders and it's not in birth order on the Choshen? So to answer this question, I think we have to try to understand the difference between being on the shoulders and being over the chest. And we can get a little bit of insight, at least to one of them. You might have ideas, but let's take a look at a source. This is in Parsha Shmos. V'yicharach Hashem b'Moshe. Hashem got very upset with Moshe. Why did he get upset with Moshe? Parsha Shmos. Before he goes down to Mitzrayim, he's refusing to go down. He doesn't want to go. He says, send whoever else. Send whom you usually send. He says, Hashem gets angry. He says, Halo Aron Achicha Levi Adati Ki Damer Damer Hu Vegam Hine Hu Yotzi the Persecha the Racha the Son of Beliva. That you're going to go down to Aaron, and Aaron's going to be so happy to see you. Chazal tell us, Moshe was concerned. Aaron had been the leader of Klal Yisrael, and now Moshe's going to go, and Moshe's little brother, he's going to go now and lead the Jewish people. He was concerned. And Hashem was assuring him, don't worry. Aaron is going to be so happy for you. A brother loves when a brother gets gedula. He's going to be so happy. Aaron is someone who's a baal midos. He's a tzaddik. He's going to be thrilled. Right? V'samach b'liba. Rashi says it here, quoting the Midrash. Rachav v'samach b'liba. Velokashata, so we're not like what you thought, Shiyahei Makbid Alecha, that he's going to be Makbid on you, he's not going to want you to be a leader. Shata Ola Ligdula, that you rose to this great level. Umisham Zocha Aaron La De Choshed Hanasun Al Halev. Because of this, Aaron was Zocha to be adorned with the Choshen that was Al Halev, that was on his heart. The Pasuk even says that the Choshen is Al Alibo. The Choshen is something that is worn on the heart. So we think about what that means. That's on the heart. What does shoulders symbolize? Shoulders symbolize, when you say someone has, they have a lot on their shoulders. Or this guy, he has broad shoulders. He can say such a thing. Shoulders, it means responsibility. To be, don't say old. To bear a yoke. That's what shoulders are for. Shoulders are responsibility. The heart is love. Perhaps what we can gain from this is that the message is the Kohen Gadol had to have these two feelings for Klal Yisrael. One was of love, he had Klal Yisrael on his heart, and he also had responsibility, Klal Yisrael on his shoulders. We don't have enough time for me to bring support, but there's the Mishnayos and Gemaras, Mishnayos and Makos, and various other sources that would indicate the Kohen Gadol bears real responsibility for the nation, and he has to love them, and care for them, and daven for them. Which is not always the same. Not always what you have responsibility for, do you feel feelings of love. But those are two things that the Kohen Gadol had to have. Love for Klal Yisrael, they're on his heart, and also they're on his shoulders, and he takes responsibility for them. And that's not just for the Kohen Gadol, because as we know, many sources indicate, the Kohen Gadol is symbolic of all of us. All of Klal Yisrael need to have that. We need to have that responsibility for all of Klal Yisrael. Why is it that it's the Avnei Shoham, right, or why do we change the order? So it could be that when it's the Avnei Shoham, they're in order, because when it comes to taking responsibility, when someone needs something, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you might feel towards them personally, no personal things. You need to help them. On the Choshen, when it comes to loving Klal Yisrael, so then you can love everybody differently. You have to love everybody, but you can love everybody on a different level. When it comes to the shoulders, when you have to bear responsibility for it, that's in no particular order, just birth order, straight up, very simple. Why is it the Avnei Shoham? You know what stone? Who had Shoham? Which Shevet had Shoham? Yosef. What do we see about Yosef? Not going to make answer because we're short on time. What do we see about Yosef? We see that Yosef is the one who took responsibility for all of his brothers. Did he love Binyamin more? It's debatable, but I think it's fair to say that. He's his full brother. It could be he loved him more. But when every single one of his brothers came down to Mitzrayim, they were all treated and supported equally. They were all taken care of. Whatever they needed, they were given. Because that's Shoham. That's Yosef. So when you have, if it's going to be any stone that's on the Choshen that's going to be used as the shoulder stone, it's going to be Yosef's Shoham, because that's the one that's bearing responsibility. Because Yosef is very connected to Shechem, is very Shechem. Shechem is also a lashon of shoulder. There's a lot more there. We have to be short here. But just taking it home for us. So that's what we have to be. We have to be like the Kohen Gadol, who bears responsibility. We can love every single member. We have to love every single member of Klal Yisrael, and differently and in a unique way. And each one's colors show. But when it comes to responsibility, if a member of Klal Yisrael, it doesn't matter how you feel. If a member of Klal Yisrael needs you, you help out. Of course, this is about Purim. Not Purim, everyone knows that. Purim, we have a couple of mitzvos of giving. Very similar, but they're different. Matanos Lavyonin, Mishloach Manos. If you think about it, Matanos Lavyonin, Mishloach Manos, that's Marber Reyos, that's making friendship. You give a little bit of a unique thing, something special. Matanos Lavyonin, you give to anybody, doesn't matter. You don't have a list of Matanos Lavyonin, you give to whoever needs, and you give simple money, food, not so much thought and uniqueness in it, because that's what you have to do. You see these two midos in these mitzvahs and mitzvah Shem as we head into Purim. We work on our Avos Yisrael, our unity, Yikael. Klal Yisrael gets together, we should be able to work and truly take responsibility for every Jew, and of course, mitzvah Shem, we love every single Jew as well.
Don't sit down. One quick announcement.